But what the Lord's already doing. I had about 15 million scriptures for today, but I think I'm going to whittle it down to one. It's in the book of James, chapter 5, and verse 13. And it's kind of what we've already referenced here this morning when we prayed over Larry. I love Larry Bear. I'll tell you what. The strongest one in the room is the most humble in the room. That's the Lord. Let's look at James chapter 5. We're going to start at verse 13. We're going to go down and then we're going to spend some time being a church that gets involved with one another this morning. It says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him what? Pray. Is anyone among you cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed any sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Sorry, ladies, that's just for the men, it says. Just kidding. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Let me repeat that. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. It did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. We can sit in church services all we want and be sanctimonious and be proper, and we can sit there and we can read through and we can feed our intellect, and that's great. We need to have a mind of Christ. We need to have a mind that's been renewed. But we also have to serve Him in spirit and truth. Amen? And you can't serve Him in spirit if you hold back the innermost parts of yourself from Him. The Bible says, as many of you were baptized into Christ by His Spirit. Jesus says, if you believe and are baptized, you will be saved. What does that mean? Baptized in His Spirit. Not water, in His Spirit. And here we are today, and you know, we're having this wonderful service. The whole my message was on the power of prayer. But the Holy Spirit taught that message way better than I can teach it this morning. So all I'm going to do is just draw your attention to a few things. It says, if you're suffering, if you're cheerful, if you're sick, if you're sinning, there's things that we can do. We can pray. We can anoint. We can sing. We can confess our trespasses one to another that we may be healed, it said. You know, one of the best ways to get over whatever the devil's got on you is to bring it to light yourself. Because what he does is he'll make you fear the day that he exposes you to the rest of the world and the rest of the world knows that you're a fraud. So you'll live in constant fear because you have this area of addiction or a stronghold in your life and you don't know how to overcome it. But one of the best things you can do is expose it. You tell a friend in Christ, a brother and sister in Christ, you say, I am struggling in this area. Now don't tell the town gossip, because the town gossip will spread it. But you need to have an accountability partner that you can yoke up with and you can pray with. This week I was hit with probably 5 to 10 different prayer requests, either by text message or in person or via email. People want to have their prayers answered. Do you? Right now, as we were having this moment of worship here together, let me ask a question. How many of you in this room right now need God to move in your life? Then get out of your seats right now and come to the altar right now, every one of you that just raised your hands, and quit sitting on your hands and come down here and let's pray together over this church body. This is how we fight our battles. The Bible says we fight them through prayer. The Bible says that we fight them through singing. Laura, if you don't mind, you can get on the keyboard. You know, you might have children who are a mess. You might have family members who are not saved. You yourself might be battling something that you don't know how to get over. And it would do me absolutely no good to sit here today and tell you some funny stories and jokes and make you really like me and make me very popular in your life and make me have influence over you. But then at the very end, we drop the ball because we're afraid to pray. We're afraid to get intimate with somebody. We're afraid. I want you right now, buddy up with somebody at this altar, two or three of you together. And I want you to start talking to them and saying, this is the area of my life right now where I need your touch, Lord. And I want you to agree with that person. Agree with them. I want to see everybody in group prayer here today. The Bible says, confess your trespasses one to another so that you may be healed. Not so that you may be happy, so that you may be healed. Not so that we can put our lives on display for other people as something they're not. We need true spiritual healing in this place today. Amen. You're battling addiction. He's stronger than your addiction. Did you know that Elijah, he was in a situation where an entire encampment of Syrian army was around him. And they were coming to surround the city and destroy. And Elijah told the people around him, he said, don't fear them, because there's more that are with us than are with them. And they looked around and they couldn't see anything. They couldn't see anything anywhere. And then he said, Lord, open their eyes. And as soon as that happened, he said that there were angels encamped around Elijah. Now let me ask you a question. Did the angels get there when Elijah told them to open their eyes? No, the angels were already there. They were already there. They were already fighting on his behalf. And he won a victory because of that. Maybe you just need to start speaking those things in your life today. Lord, I know you're with me. I know you've not abandoned me. I know that you have a purpose for me. And even though I can't see it, I know it. I know you do. I think about Paul. He's going to persecute the church. He's going to persecute the church. And he's on the road to Damascus, and Jesus strikes him blind. And he says, who are you? And Jesus revealed himself to him. And then Paul, still blind there, he says, Lord, what would you have me do? And Jesus tells him, just go into the town. I've got something set forward for you. He didn't tell Paul the whole thing. He said, just go and do it. I've got it all set up. We don't know all the ways that God's already working. He's already there in your life. He's already fighting your battles. Young people, hear me. We've all been there before, right where you're at, right the thing right now that's tempting you. We've been there. We've been there when we've had relationship issues. We've been there when we're battling sexual temptation. And let me tell you, God is greater than that. And he will give you the ability to overcome what your friends in school can't, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And we just need to sink into that today. I don't mean to yell at you, but I'm going to keep yelling. He loves you. Do you not think God is serious about you? He sent his son to die for you. That's as serious as you could get. Men, take charge of your family. Stand up for your family. Take the spiritual head of your family. And you and your spouse, your wife, you together lead that group. But guess what? God's put that mantle of responsibility on you, dads. On you, husbands. On you, fathers. Mothers, you keep pouring that love in because that's what y'all do. You sprinkle them with so much love, they don't know where to turn. Help them. Children, help your parents. Obey them and help them. Don't make it harder on them. It's hard enough already. Right now, and I want everybody to agree with me in prayer right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, we surrender this church to you. This is not my thing. It's not Joe's thing or Bob's thing or anybody else's thing. This is your thing. And Lord, we know we're just one little microscopic cell in the scale of how big your universal church will be. Lord, never let us be puffed up. Allow us never to be too dignified to humble ourselves before you. Let us have a heart of David that would dance before you in front of all the people and not care what anybody thought. Let us have a heart to serve you. Lord, we lay it all down at your feet today. We don't know what else to do. We have needs, we have wants, we need direction. And Lord, we need to praise you today for all the good you've done in this church. Father, untold number of people have been touched by what you've done here. And we ask that you continue that because you get all the glory. We don't want any of it. We won't accept any of it. It's yours. Lord, we thank you so much for the salvations and the baptisms you've allowed us to have. Lord, we know that's your Spirit moving. Lord, the fact that I see young people up here broken for you, convicted by your Spirit, lets me know that you're still moving in this place. Father, let the young people lead us. Sometimes we need to get out of their way and just let them have it. They're more tender. They respond. Allow us to embrace that childlike spirit that we all need. Your word says without that we'll not enter. Give us a heart like you have. Let us never neglect the simple things like prayer, fasting, and singing, and testifying of your goodness. Lord, today I'm here with I don't know how many believers, and I just ask that you unite us so that nothing that comes against us shall stand. That no wolf can come in and devour sheep. That no thorns grow up alongside the wheat. That, Lord, we identify and we remove the temptations when they come. Lord, I pray for everybody here who's got a loved one that's not living for you right now. We all have family members who are astray. Right now, in Jesus' name, we're calling them into the kingdom. Use whatever you've got to use, Lord. You use our words, you use our actions, you use job situations, you use a friendly face at their workplace, you use a stranger out in the community. I don't care what you got to use. If you've got to send us to jail so that we can be drawn to you. Lord, we're calling in our family members today. Do whatever you have to do to bring them in, to lead them to you. Heaven's more important than temporary comfort. Father, in Jesus' name, we surrender this church to you. We surrender ourselves, spirit, soul, and body to you. We're not going to hold back our spirit from you. We're not going to hold our soul, our mind back from you. And we're certainly not going to hold our body back from you either. Your word says that we present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, for that is our reasonable service. Lord, allow us to see that serving you is not a game where we lose things, it's a game where we win everything. Father, if there's any here today that does not know you today, I'd ask that today be the day that you reveal yourself to them. You give them the faith to believe. Lord, you give them the courage to step out and share with somebody that they've asked you into their life to be their Lord and Savior. Father, we turn this thing over to you today. Thank you for not giving up on us. I love you.
I hope you all have seen that spirit move that we were talking about. I knew a couple days ago this would be a very unusual service. I thank y'all for coming.